with the bye week, coming off the loss to LSU in a game where Jake Fromm just truthfully didn't play well. 16 for 34, 209 yards, 6.1 yards an attempt, but the one touchdown and two interceptions to go along with them. And it made it easy, especially when there wasn't a game being played and you had the bye week, about all of the talk about, well, why is Justin Fields not playing more? Maybe it's time to turn over things to Justin Fields and let him start. Well, the head coach of the program, Kirby Smart, doesn't quite agree with that fan sentiment. In fact, to the point where actually Fields didn't even play yesterday in that game. I want you to hear a quick clip from Kirby Smart as he talks about that very thing about Justin Fields not playing.
The decisions that we make for our team at all positions should be based on what happens at practice, what happens in games, and how the flow of the game's going. But the outside noise probably affects the players a lot more than it affects me, because I have to make decisions based on what affects our organization the right way. And Jake Fromm is a high-character kid that works his tail off every day, and I'm sure he felt and heard the noise, and Jake Fromm continues to work and get better. Justin Fields continues to work and get better, too. For the last 2 weeks, that kid got a lot of reps, and he got better. And I'm disappointed he didn't get an opportunity to play, and I'm sure he's disappointed, too. But he is a competitor, and he continues to get better. We have a situation where we have two what I think are really good quarterbacks.
Now, what you have to take from all of this is, this is none of this is a knock against Justin Fields and his ability or his upside or any of those kinds of things. But Kirby's right. I mean, Justin Fields, if he doesn't think gives him the best opportunity to win, this is not a rebuild year for Georgia. And I understand what they lost last year and coming off that season and the expectation, and maybe it's not fair to think. But Kirby doesn't think like that. And Nick Saban doesn't think those kinds of ways. These guys don't think like that. They don't think in the idea of, well, we're rebuilding or this is an off year. No, you go for it every year. When you get to that kind of level, you go for it every single year. And as the guy who watches practice and is there and coaches everybody up, he's putting in the guy he thinks that gives him the best chance to win. A guy who has been through all the battles, a guy who took that team to the national title game and within a couple of plays of winning the national title. You know, Jake Fromm is not a true freshman. Justin Fields is. He hasn't been put in that position. And there's no reason to rush Justin Fields into that position if Kirby doesn't think that he's ready. But to think that because you play one bad game means that it's time to make a change. You know, this isn't Georgia Tech, who did make a quarterback change the other night. This isn't a fledgling program that you look at and say, well, you know, there's no upside to playing Taquan Marshall. Might as well put Tobias Oliver in there and see what we got. No, Georgia's in it to win it right now. They're in the national championship business even this year. Do things have to go right? Of course. They've already got their loss. Yeah. One more loss and they take themselves out of that picture. But they're in it and they're trying to win it. And the fact is that Jake Fromm is the better option right now. And you're seeing that from the coaching staff. I promise you, if Kirby Smart didn't think the best option, because everybody talks about Tua and Jalen Hurts. There's no question that Tua is the better option than what Jalen Hurts would give them. Tua really makes them a whole nother dimension. But obviously Kirby Smart doesn't feel that way. And maybe in another year or so we have that discussion. Because I frankly believe that you will not get two more years together of Jake Fromm and Justin Fields. One of those guys will go. Why? Because it's 2018, man. Jacob Eason was the number one high school college. It's the way it works in college football today. And I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. I like free agency in college football. I really do. If the coaches can do it, why can't the kids do it? I'm all for the kids and people. Other commitment. Stop. Just don't bring that nonsense. I can't even listen to all that. But there's no debate. I mean, I hope everybody understands that any thought or debate about who the starting quarterback should be for this season is in the books. Now, when we get to February of next year, then I think there can be a debate about which direction do you go now. And it may be a situation where one of these guys is not a Georgia Bulldog next year. You worry about that. You worry about that part of your life when it gets to be that part of your life.